Coming up, a GoPro camera, a tablet from Sony, a waterproof camera, and a gaming laptop. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, visit Stamps.com, click the microphone, and enter Before You Buy. And by Bespoke Post, a product subscription club for men. Bespoke's monthly box of awesome keeps you up on the latest in food, drink, fashion, and more. For 20% off your first box, visit BespokePost.com/TWiT. There's quite a bit of stuff here. This is a jam-packed show, Brian Burnett. Whoa, our technical director. Thank you for helping me out there. Brian is a motorcycle rider, right? So you get, as a result, you get all the GoPros. It'd be nice if you got all the girls, but no, you just get all the GoPros. We gave you the latest GoPro. This is the Hero Black, Hero 3 Black. You did the silver before, right?
I did.
And, well, you don't have a microphone, so you don't have to talk. It's okay. Just show,
I can just stay here.
Roll the tape.
Brian Burnett here from TWiT and Before You Buy, taking a look at the GoPro Hero 3 Black Edition. So GoPro has three different versions of their Hero 3 Edition camera. Now the Hero 3s are smaller and lighter than the previous generation, and they all have built-in Wi-Fi. So the Black Edition of the GoPro comes with a Wi-Fi remote and a few different hardware accessories, and it comes with all the bells and whistles that GoPro has to offer. Now, it has a brand new 12-megapixel sensor, which allows it to do 4K video, which at 12 frames per second, which isn't great for fast action, but takes some really nice shots for time-lapse or just stills. It'll also do 1080p at 60 frames per second, 720p at 120 frames per second, and WVGA, which is 848 by 480 at 240 frames per second. I tested that video mode out by doing a little burnout, and I think we all know that everything looks cooler in slow-mo. So taking a closer look of the Hero 3 hardware, there is a USB, a micro HDMI, and a micro SD card on the side here that supports up to 64 gigabytes. On the back, you'll find the battery. On either side of the GoPro are little microphones. The audio, I found, is way better than it used to be on the older versions of GoPro. They say they've altered the algorithm, and it probably helps that they have microphones on both sides of the GoPro now. I've noticed a significant reduction in wind noise when I've been watching some of my videos that I've done on my motorcycle. The GoPros have been some of my favorite cameras to play with because their size and portability, and the Hero 3 excels at both of those. These new Hero 3s are lighter and smaller, and the built-in Wi-Fi allows you to connect to your cell phone, Android or iOS, and use the GoPro, just download the GoPro app and use it as a viewfinder. And you can go into the GoPro settings and change any of them to your specification. Also new with the Hero 3 Edition is the case. It'll still work with any of your old GoPro mounting hardware, but the new lens is flat rather than round. You do lose a little bit of field of view with that, but everything around the edges looks a lot sharper, and you can use this case both above and below water, which I demonstrated using at a pool party, and everything underwater looks crisp and clear and sharp, whereas if I were using the older GoPro, the round lens isn't very good for taking video underwater. The Hero 3 Black Edition comes with the Wi-Fi remote, and what that allows you to do is connect to your GoPro and use this to change the modes and start and stop recording. So this is a nice addition. If you were to buy this separately, it's $80 on GoPro's website. It comes in handy when you put your GoPro somewhere out of reach and to start or stop the GoPro. So not only does this GoPro have a larger sensor than the other versions, it also has a very improved low light performance. I tested this out riding my motorcycle at night, and the video came out a lot better than some of the other versions I've used of the GoPro. So time for the pros and the cons. Number one pro for this GoPro Black Edition and any of the other GoPros is durability. Another pro for the newer Hero 3 editions is the built-in Wi-Fi. And probably the biggest pro for the Black Edition is the video quality. Now for the cons. Biggest con for me is battery life. Recording time I would get out of the camera was about 50 minutes, and that was without using Wi-Fi. Another con is freezing. Before I went online and updated the firmware on this camera on GoPro's website, I did have a couple of occurrences where I would start a recording, it would stop, or it would freeze. The third con isn't Black Edition specific, it's GoPro's accessories. These cameras are capable of doing a lot, but for some of the more specific things you'd like to do, like having a external mic plugged into the GoPro, you need to get an adapter for that, which also means you need to get a different case so that you can fit the adapter for that. A bunch of different little accessories that adds up to a lot. So is the GoPro Hero 3 Black Edition a buy, try, or don't buy? For me, it's a buy. But I would hesitate to say that for anyone who isn't a professional videographer or editor. The Black Edition does have a fantastic video, but I don't know if I could recommend it for everyone. Whereas the Silver, I think, would fill most people's needs. So that's been my review of the GoPro Hero 3 Black Edition. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time on Before You Buy.
Wow, you know, I look at the footage that I see on the GoPro website, but even the footage that you shot, Brian, and it's just fantastic. You jumping into the pool and riding the motorcycle. I know it's $100 more than the Silver, but, you know, boy, think of what a camcorder used to cost for $400. You're getting an amazing camcorder.
It's pretty cool.
Very cool. The GoPro, and this is the Hero 3 Black, which is the top of the line.
Right.
GoPro. All right. Thank you, Brian Burnett, our technical director. I'm going to wander over. So here, you take the GoPro.
Thank you.
Shoot the rest of the show on that, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
And I'm going to wander over here because we've got more reviews. We're going to get Jason Howell in here. He is the host, of course, of All About Android, producer of Tech News Today,
Hello, Leo.
News Today, too. And you're going to be performing tonight your live concert on NSFW.
Aww. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm little, excited.
You know, I'm trying to keep the butterflies out of the stomach.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I mentioned it. So tell me what happened. So we know you've been a musician for a long time.
Yeah.
You were a punk rock guitarist.
Well, I've made all sorts of music over the last 25 years, including punk rock. That's definitely where I kind
of That was your last performance.
Yeah, well, it was like a reunion. That was actually a reunion show in Boise, Idaho, where, you know, 20, 25 years ago, we were a band for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, or 4 or 5 years, and we had a decent following. So
we know you have a home studio and you record, and this has been a hobby. So you put an Indiegogo up to raise money.
It's actually Kickstarter.
Okay, to raise money.
Yeah.
And you raised some money.
In 48 hours, it was fully funded.
That's awesome.
We're now 14 days
it's still
in,
going.
And it's double funded at this point. So.
So what should people search for on Kickstarter?
Just search for my name, Jason Howell. That'll come up easily. It's yellow gold on Kickstarter.
And that's
But I think
be
the way the title is, it's yellow gold with an apostrophe S. So if you search yellow gold, it might not necessarily come up, which is kind of lame. So just search
for Jason Howell.
Yeah,
there it is.
You'll find it.
And you're still looking for... wow, you've already got $8,000
Yeah, no, I mean, it's double funded. At this point, you know, we're just looking for ways to give people more stuff. That's Scott Johnson's original art. So he did that. We just kind of announced a T-shirt option. If people want that art on a T-shirt, you also get it.
So I'm a contributor, so I look forward to all my goodies.
That.
Yeah, I think it's really great, and it's still time to do that.
It's doing a lot. It's doing so much that I didn't expect that
we're
it would.
Proud of
so
you. That's great.
It's pretty awesome.
So as host of All About Android, you play with a lot of Android devices, phones, tablets, and so forth.
Yes.
We thought we'd try this one out. This is the Sony Xperia. They don't get a lot of attention for their Xperia phones or tablets. Maybe they should.
Well, I mean, this is actually, I will say right off the top, a pretty awesome 10 1.1 inch tablet. And as you can see, it's super thin.
But you know what you can't see is how light it is.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's really light.
It surprised me when I picked it up.
Yeah, 16.9 ounces.
Oof. That's a pound, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Just slightly.
And they say it's as thin as a pencil.
Thinner than a pencil.
Oh, definitely. It's a lot thinner.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong size.
Oh, no. Use a regular pencil.
Let me get an actual
pencil. It still is thinner than a normal pencil.
Look at that. Normal size.
Jason's a big guy, and so he uses big writing implements.
Yeah, exactly. So here we go. It's very thin, light, and the weight is very evenly distributed. So when you pick it up, I don't know. It feels solid. At first, I wanted to say that it was going to feel like I'm holding a sheet of glass and that it might break at any given point.
It doesn't feel fragile, but it does feel almost hollow.
Yeah, it has a little bit of hollowness to
it. Not the sound, just how light it is. It seems like this should weigh more.
No, absolutely. It has this kind of squarish design, which I think it's kind of one of those things that you're either going to love it or hate it. I kind of think that it makes it look a little bland.
You know, Apple and everybody now are doing this wedge thing where it's just as thick in the middle, but it's thinner on the edges.
Yeah.
Sony, I guess, decided, why try to pretend we're thinner than we are?
Well, and one of the features of this is that it's water resistant up to 3 feet deep.
What? We'll go ahead and throw it in that drawer, our water drawer.
I was wondering if we do that at the beginning or the end because I have not done this yet.
No. Let's not.
Save it for the end.
I don't trust that water resistance.
I trust it enough to try it at the end of the review, but let me show it off first. Yeah. But it's water resistant, so as a result, you
end up
with...
You could take it in the tub.
Yes, or you could take it to the beach and get splashed.
Yeah.
It has these little flippy things, right, to get to the connector.
Cover the holes.
And that covers the holes. Okay. And that's actually one of the kind of things that I don't necessarily love, but it's kind of essential if you want that water resistance. It's what actually keeps the water out.
Sure.
Of the ports that you have throughout. It's just kind of annoying to have to unplug it every time you want to plug it in.
If you thought it's never going to go underwater, I suppose you could tear that off and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So now it isn't the latest, greatest Android. It's 4.1?
Yeah, it's 4.1.2 Jelly Bean.
It's still Jelly Bean, but boy, I'd like to see 4.2.
Yeah, and
ooh, that's a pretty screen.
It has a very nice, vivid, sharp screen. They tie these into the whole Bravia kind of engine that Sony is very
now,
tied into. So
Sony
the display
makes these,
nice.
IGZO displays. Is it an IGZO display? I don't think so.
No, I don't believe that it is.
Okay.
They tout OptiContrast, which is just a fancy word for having bright contrast for outside. And indeed, it's very bright.
It looks like an OLED screen, but it's not, right? It's an LCD? Or is it OLED? I'll look it up. You keep
reality chatting. Display. They've got lots of taglines for
it. You know what? Sony
things.
Calls their OLEDs reality. So that is an OLED.
There we
display.
Go. There we
it
go.
It looks like one.
1.5 gigahertz quad-core Snapdragon S4 processor with 2 gigs of RAM. I found it to be perfectly sufficient from a power perspective. For things like gaming, I actually played Riptide GP2, which just came out on Android not too long ago, and it was super fluid and a lot of fun to play. Although I will say with the design, the speakers are down here at the bottom corners. And how are you likely to hold a tablet when you're gaming?
Right.
Like this. In some tablets, when you do this, it actually enhances the sound because your cupped hand projects the sound back to you. But on this, it's literally where your palm rests over. And it's they're so small that you hardly hear the speakers as a result. So for gaming, that's kind of a disappointment. Even though it plays, when you're playing games on this, it's super, super fluid and performs really well. Browsing, of course, the OS level controls, all very solid and pretty happy with it. The software, there's a lot of specific software features in here. First of all, the skin is by no means a stock skin. It's definitely kind of a themed skin, and they have all these different choices for different themes that you can put over the top of it. So you either love it or you hate it. It didn't bother me that much, but they have other things built into there, things like down here at the bottom, you have this list of apps that you can pop over the top of anything that you have, like a Note app or playing video, stuff like that.
Now, the good news is I'm seeing that people have rooted it, and CyanogenMod is available for it. So if you decided you wanted a more stock Android experience with
or
a more
you could install
Android,
just a replacement launcher.
I use Nova Launcher routinely, and then it looks just like it looks the same everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. It has an IR blaster. So if that's your thing, that's a really nice feature.
So you could use it as a remote control for
exactly.
Your TV.
And they have these integrated NFC. Now, I don't have Sony TV at home, so I couldn't test this myself. But they have all these integrated kind of NFC capabilities so that these devices can talk to each other, Sony devices. So if you're really bought into the Sony world, There's a lot of capability as far as like flinging your media up to the TV, having a mirror, all that kind of stuff. If you're a Sony fan, this tablet might be a great
way. But you have to have a Sony TV. It won't work with other TVs.
Yeah, they work with, you know, Bravia TVs. They're all about getting you into the Sony world, I guess. Camera, I almost, when talking about tablets, don't even, you know, care too much about the camera, because how many pictures are people taking with tablets? And the quality is kind of always the same. Really great in highlight situations, really poor in low light situations. I was taking pictures in here, back in the editor's room, outside, and the outside ones looked pretty decent. Everything else looked very washed out and kind of grainy. So if a camera on your tablet is important to you, probably isn't the best tablet, but I don't know if that's why you would pay $500 for a tablet.
It's got a decent camera.
It's got a serviceable camera.
I really love how the screen looks, although you might say that those are unnaturally colorful.
It's overly vivid overly saturated, for sure.
But that's what I like.
Yeah, there you go.
1920 by 1200, pretty high resolution.
Yep, high resolution. What am I missing? Micro SD card, the 8.1 megapixel rear-facing camera, by the way. LTE option is available for those that want that. The battery is 6,000 milliamp hours.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty
sufficient.
So
you get 10 hours typically all day, basically.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell sometimes because you have these for such a short period of time. But I was syncing a lot of stuff, and I never had to worry really about the battery. And, that's about
so
all.
So let's get the pros and cons.
So the pros, water-resistant design. So if that's important to you, this is one of the few players. Incredibly thin and light. Fits just right inside a pocket in your backpack, and you won't even know that it's there. Bright and sharp display. The IR blaster integration to Sony, other Sony things. All of that is a pro. Cons, the covers just kind of get annoying, you know, even just for charging it nightly. Having to get that cover off, and it's really hard to kind of get in there and get it off, can be a little downer. The square corners, the square kind of design, can kind of be uncomfortable when you're gaming in particular, and the love it or hate it skin. But we can't do a review of this and not show off its water-resistant capability.
You're not going to put it in water.
Oh, hey, that's what they say you can do. Up to 3 feet. I'm only doing what Sony said.
It's a bathtub tablet
that I can do.
God, that hurts whenever anybody does that. There you go, and it's still working.
Yeah, it's still on.
Can you swipe the screen?
I don't think that you can. No.
Okay.
It's resistant, right? It's not meant to operate.
It's taking a deep breath right now.
Underwater.
That was cold water.
But
hey, it works.
There we go. And
that's a selling point. I think that is a selling point.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be a little thrown off, I think, because the water on the screen is throwing it off. Yeah. If I was to dry it off completely, I'm sure it would be right back to normal. But, you know, it's not flickering and yelling at me, so I guess that's a good sign.
Sony Xperia Z tablet, 10 inches, $500 starting price, just like the iPad.
Yep, $600 if you want 32 gigs of storage.
Gigs. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Jason Howell.
Absolutely.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Yellow Gold, the debut. Are you or are you going to have a band?
No, it's just me. Me and an acoustic guitar.
You're going to sing?
Yeah. I've got two or three songs. Well, yeah, about three songs that I've heard.
I gave my love a cherry.
That's right. Yes. mind you, after working a full 12-hour day, so it could get interesting.
Now,
if there's one show on the Twit Network that you can make a fool of yourself and
it's
people
NSFW.
Will revel in it,
yep.
It's NSFW.
But no excuses. You're going to be great. Don't start apologizing before you hit the stage.
Thanks, Leo.
That's for after.
Thank you, Leo.
That's when I apologize.
I'm sorry you saw that.
Jason Howell, thank you. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, sir.
Coming up, we're going to review a cute little new speaker. I can't wait, actually, to find out. I'm looking for a good Bluetooth portable speaker. The Tons will be here. A gaming laptop. And the moment you've all been waiting for, a waterproof camera.
You know what I forgot to say?
What?
Buy, try, don't buy.
Oh, buy, try, don't buy. All right.
There you go.
I think that was given.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we knew you liked it.
Okay.
Bye. Right.
There you go.
Bye.
I had to say it.
Our show today brought to you by another thing you should buy, Stamps.com. Bye, Jason. Stamps.com lets you print your own official U.S. postage from your computer, your printer. You never again, my friends, will have to go to the post office. You never have to do that. You never have to pay for expensive postage meter ink. We love hearing about success stories. In fact, we've been asking our listeners who've taken up Stamps.com based on our ads to tell us more, like Carl Fink. He uses Stamps.com for his business. Acura Music, they are a publisher of classical music and music books. And because it's a small company like ours, Carl does everything. It runs the business and, in fact, has to print the postage and mail the stuff out. He says, I used to use a postage meter, but it didn't calculate postage. It didn't let me know when postage rates had changed. And it was always running out of ink, and ink was expensive. You know, postage meter ink is as much as 100 times more expensive than inkjet ink, which is already too expensive. He loves it because with Stamps.com, he says it's a better alternative to the postage meter. He can package and ship everything so much easier. It makes it easy and fast to buy more postage whenever he needs it. He can print stamps, and that's one of the cool things. Yes, you could print stamps, but you could also print shipping labels with postage right on it. You can also print right to envelopes, addressed and stamped, and international mailings have custom forms. Carl says, I don't have to worry about the meter, the lines of the post office. I just use Stamps.com. I want you to, too. Visit Stamps.com. Click the big microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our promo code. See, it says $80 value. I want you to get the better one. Go click the microphone. Enter before you buy. One word. And that $80 value will turn into a $110 bonus offer. It includes a digital scale, so you never have to guess at the postage. You get $55 in free postage and a month to try. Stamps.com. I think you're going to really like it. Thank you, Carl, for letting us quote you on Stamps.com. I want you to be the next person we talk about on our ads. Go to Stamps.com and try. I like it when you could try before you buy. All right, let's talk now about the Tons speaker. We gave this cute little doohickey, I like how it looks, to one of our newest interns, Aaron Kammerman. And he had this review. Aaron?
Hi, this is Aaron Kammerman with TWiT, and today I'll be reviewing the Tilt Tunes portable Bluetooth speaker. Now, this is your standard portable Bluetooth speaker that's on the market today, but there were some features that I really liked about it. But before I go over those, let's talk about the specs. It comes with your standard audio input port, your standard audio output port, in case you don't want to use Bluetooth for your device, and it comes with a USB port, so you can actually use this as an external battery for your device, and a micro USB port to charge this speaker. I'll never do you no harm. I really like the sound quality of it. I know it's a portable speaker, might not be anything really notable with the sound quality, and that may be true, but I thought it really offered a nice all-around sound to it. Bass response is good. You can tell that there definitely is bass in the music that is playing. This device is guided by certain sound prompts. As you notice when you turn it on. It'll tell you after you turn on, after it makes that sound, that your device is connected once you've actually paired with it, once you've actually paired with your device. And when you turn off the speakers, each time it makes this sound. You know, that might be useful for some people, but there's no way to turn that sound off. So I think that might be a nuisance to some. Now, the Tilt Tunes is NFC enabled. So if you have an NFC enabled device, you can use this to launch a task launcher to complete certain tasks. Unfortunately, I have an iPhone 4S, so I wasn't able to try out this feature. Even though Bluetooth isn't a requirement to use this device, Tilt is really emphasizing the Bluetooth features. Now, the Bluetooth features are most notable as seen with a button on the speaker that allows you to answer phone calls, reject phone calls, or to call up previous numbers. It also allows you to use this as a speaker for your speakerphone and has a microphone for it for your phone. I really like the design of this device also. The front speaker grills have a texturized, bumpy design, and the speakers themselves come with three different colored silicone bands that allow for some level of customization. What I really liked about this was that it gives the device an industrial look and feel, which blends in with your other environments. I thought the battery of this device was excellent. You're going to get 20 hours of playback with normal volume. It takes about 6 to 7 hours to charge, which might be inconvenient for some people who are on the go, especially since this is marketed as a Bluetooth speaker. As stated before, you can use this as an external battery to power your device. One downside to this feature is that when the speaker's battery life hits 50% or below, it stops charging your device. Now, I understand why they did this. So you can get the most out of playback, which this really is made for. But it can inconvenience some people who are on the go who run out of power on their external device. There are some pros and cons of this device. One pro includes the battery life, which can be used at 20 hours max on normal music playback. Another pro is the design. The design is an industrial-style design which can blend into any environment. And another pro is the price. It's $30 cheaper than the Jawbone Jambox, and the device is $149.99. However, some of the cons include the charge time. This is marketed as a portable speaker, but it takes 6 to 7 hours to charge. This may inconvenience a lot of people who are on the go and need a portable speaker for their music playback. Another con is that the device, even though it comes with your standard volume up and down, play and pause buttons, it does not have buttons to allow you to skip forward to your next song or skip back to your previous song. If I were to give this device a buy, try or don't buy, I'd definitely give this a buy. At $149.99, you're getting all these sought-out features in such a small package in an already crowded market. My name was Aaron Cameron, and this was the Tilt Tune Speaker.
Hi, Aaron Cameron, intern and soon-to-be superstar. I also like the fact that the younger generation likes the Beatles and Rush. Wow. Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate that. Tony Wang is here, and I think let's do the review, and then we'll take a break for another commercial. But I'm very curious about this. We decided to bring all the waterproof devices onto the show at once. So we brought out another drawer full of water. Apparently, we've got a lot of them in Shannon's office. Her whole desk is full of drawers full of water. And Tony Wang, our editor-in-chief, is going to take a look at the Olympus Stylus TG2. Another waterproof camera.
Yep. So, yeah, this is the second waterproof camera we're reviewing for Before You Buy. The first one was the Nikon.
Week. Yeah.
Well, Sony. Okay, yeah. And before that, it was actually
We've
Nikon.
We've done a few.
Last year, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is actually a tough camera where you can actually abuse this. So
more than just waterproof, it's shockproof.
Yeah, exactly. Shockproof. Okay. It's crushproof.
Well, wait a minute now. Forget the water. I'm going to sit on it. Let's see.
Well, I actually stepped on it. I have footage of it. I actually stepped on the camera, and I've also froze the camera.
Well, let's see. Let's watch the footage. Okay. So here's your little Lego man.
Right. So really quick, it's 12 megapixels.
Now, this is video from the camera as you float it. Okay.
Yes. So it's crush proof, up to 220 pounds. I'm around 200. So
there you go. God, ow.
Yeah.
That's good. You stepped on the camera. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so did Brian. Okay. Everybody's stepping on the camera.
Me twice,
oh, that's
actually,
you back and forth. Okay. Meanwhile, the guy's sinking.
So the coolest part about this camera is actually a very good camera.
Yeah.
It's got an f2.0 lens.
Really? That's quite fast.
Yeah, 4x optical zoom.
Okay. Wow, quite a bit.
And
okay.
You can see it's shockproof. I threw it across the room.
So, wow. And the image, the video looks really pretty good.
Yeah, the image quality is very, very
good.
Look
at that underwater.
It is MSRP at $379.
Okay.
And so it is the most expensive tough camera out there.
Right.
More expensive than Panasonic or Fujifilm.
I'm impressed by the video quality.
Yeah, we actually use this camera.
This is better than the GoPro.
Yeah, well, we use it in place of GoPro, and it's actually a very good GoPro camera.
Yeah.
Out of the box, it's already shockproof and weatherproof.
Right,
so.
And how about stills? You froze it?
Yeah, I froze the camera. It is freeze-proof, and it actually worked afterwards.
So you're thawing it out here.
Yeah, we thawed it out, and you have to let the camera dry before you put the battery in there. I took the battery out because I don't want the battery to die, because when you freeze it,
It's not good. Yeah.
It has a really cool, in terms of different filters and photography mode, it has a super macro mode where you can actually take images.
Close-ups.
Yeah, up to 1 centimeter.
Wow.
So for a point and shoot, I mean, this is pretty much the only one out there that does that. You can see the picture. That is 1 centimeter away from the camera.
That's great.
Yeah,
he's a little scared.
Really
it looks like
good,
he's unhappy.
Yeah, with the f2.0, I mean, you get really good bokeh. And
look at that.
Know, the very, very shallow depth of
field. Wow. For a point and shoot, this is neat.
Yeah, and this really weird feature where you can take this ring around the camera off. I thought it was just like...
Okay, so there's show the camera if you can. There's a red ring on it. What is that?
So you can take this off. I thought it was just to change it, different color. But it's actually an adapter for telephoto or wide angle.
So you could buy additional adapters to screw where that ring is.
So for $120, you can get a fisheye or a telephoto lens.
So this is almost an interchangeable lens camera.
Point and shoot interchangeable.
What is the native width of it? Is it a wide angle? What is it?
Well, it shoots
27 millimeters. Does it
24
say?
Millimeter.
24.
Yeah, it's 24 millimeter.
That's actually good for a point and shoot.
Yeah. Exactly. It's got all the function you need. It's got GPS, which, just like all the other cameras out there, is kind of hit or miss indoor, but outdoor it works great.
So that means your pictures are automatically encoded with location.
Exactly. So if you...
This looks like, of all the... You know, Shannon reviewed one last week, which she didn't think was that great. This looks like, of all the ones we've looked at, this might be the one to get.
It is. It is the most expensive.
Right. Well, let's get the pros and cons.
Right, so pro...
That's the con, but go ahead, let's get the pros.
So pro, it actually does everything that's advertised. Shockproof, weatherproof,
and you tested it. Yeah.
I tested it.
You're the Molly Wood of Twit now.
I try. You know, I don't want to go too easy on the products. But yeah, it is shockproof, weatherproof. Great image quality, f2.0. And you can see on here that you can actually see on a map where...
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it actually tells you what city and everything. The only con I have, I forgot.
Well, is price is what it...
Well, yeah, that's
it's the most expensive.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think that's the... If the image quality... And you like the stills, too?
Yeah.
Because we didn't see a lot of stills. Video was awesome.
The image is... Yeah, I mean...
And the macro's good?
The macro's good. Bokeh's good. Low light is pretty good.
Look at that. There's some stills.
This is a random shot I took.
Color looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean.
So you would say buy?
It's a buy.
Given all the other choices you have out there for waterproof, shockproof cameras, that's a pretty impressive camera.
It's about $80 more than the next competition, but I think it's well worth it.
How many megapixels is it?
It's 12 megapixels.
12 megapixels. Yeah. That's good in a way. I don't want to see too many megapixels.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't shoot raw, but.
And it does not shoot raw. Okay.
Right, but it's a point and shoot.
Right, I mean, right. No, that's good. The very tough. Stylus TG2 from Olympus, and a buy from the also very tough Tony Wang, who is super dry and a pirate, apparently, according to your t-shirt. Apparently. He's a super dry pirate. Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
I have a bespoke box of awesome I might show you real. What? Oh, you were going to throw it in the water? Go ahead. Let's see. Wait a minute. Do we have to give this back? Oh, too late.
Throw the GoPro in there, too.
Throw the GoPro, too? We can throw everything in the water. Throw the Xperia in, too. We've got more stuff in that water drawer. Shannon actually keeps his stuff stored in water, just to make sure. Look at that. Waterproof. Here comes the tablet. Look at that. It's the wettest show we've ever done. All right. Thank you very much, Tony Wang. I'm going to show you my box of awesome. This is the Q box, but if you go to the website bespokepost.com/twit, you'll see all the varieties of boxes you can get. This one I love. There's the Hemingway. If you're a writer, you get a pen and a sword. You can decide which is mightier. This is my barbecue box, which I just got. We got some special pepper. These rubs, there's three different rubs in here, whole spice. From Napa Valley rubs are incredible. You know what I liked so much? The ketchup that I bought a case of it. It's the best ketchup ever. This is the tin mustard is one kind of the mustard. You also get a little jar of honey because you're sweet. This is for people who love to barbecue. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about a curated box of awesome that comes every month for the guy in your life. This was so good, I bought a case of this stuff. I discovered the ketchup from... That's one of the things about Bespoke Post. In fact, Bespoke says, we teach you how to be a man. Manly goods that teach you what's good about being a guy. From gadgets to accessories and more, each box is $45, but guaranteed to have more than $45 in value. Shipping is free. Returns are easy. And, of course, you can see what the box is before you get it. So if you don't want it that month, you can opt out and not be charged if you don't want it. If you have a hard time shopping for the guy who has everything, trust me. He will be thrilled with this. We're going to get you 20% off the first month of your subscription at bespokepost.com/twit. A team of experts scours the earth for the best, most unique products around and sends you the themed box of awesome every month. It is really, really, really just a wonderful gift, and I love it. I'm loving it. I know you will too. So go to bespokepost.com/twit and get this for yourself or for the man in your life. Yeah, that ketchup. It's kind of fun. You discover new stuff from Bespoke. All right, time to bring Shannon Morse, our producer, out, and she is going to review a game. Now she's quite the gamer, so this is a real challenge for MSI. Can you really make a laptop that's good enough for the most challenging games? Shannon Morse takes a look.
I'm Morse, the producer of Before You Buy, and today I have the MSI GE40 Ultra Cool Gaming Laptop Deluxe. And this guy costs $1,299 on the market. The version that I have today for testing and training and all sorts of fun gaming is $1,399. So it's a whole $1,400. So it's a little expensive, but to be honest, it's a pretty good price point for a gaming laptop rig, especially with the specs in this guy. So first off, the design is pretty nice. On the back, you have these very cool designed dragon eyes, and they're also backlit whenever you turn on your laptop. It also has an aluminum casing, too. To be honest, that feels a little bit plasticky to me, but it's aluminum, so I can live with it. It's also 4.4 pounds, so that's really lightweight for all the specs that are inside of this. Now, those specs. It's an i7 Haswell CPU, very nice, top of the market. You also have an NVIDIA GeForce GTX 760M GPU. Now, to be honest, that one is pretty new, it's fairly awesome, and it's a great one for the market. You also get Windows 8. And with Windows 8 and this screen, it's a little bit weird. I'll get back to the screen in a second. It has gigabit LAN, which is excellent for LAN parties. You get really, really fast connection speeds with your Ethernet connection. And it also has BG and wireless, as well as Bluetooth 4.0. Now, you get plenty of space on here in case you want to download your games from Steam or what have you. It's 128 solid-state drive, and you also get 750 gigs of hard disk space as well. So plenty of room to download your entire Steam library if you want to. Now, let's talk about this screen for a little bit. Now, when I first turned it on, I thought this was a little bit weird. Yes, it is Windows 8, but it does not have a touch screen, which is kind of weird whenever you are trying to work in the Windows 8 interface outside of video games. Now, it is non-reflective, which is really nice whenever you are playing lots of games, especially if you're playing FPS. It's really important to know where, you know, your teammates are, as well as the guys you're playing against. It is 14 inches, so it's a nice big screen, and it has a really nice resolution as well. It's 1600 by 900. A little bit bigger could have been awesome, but I'm okay with 1600 by 900. Now, the keyboard and the trackpad, also very important when you're gaming. The keyboard is a chiclet keyboard. There are a few different keys on here that I wish were a little bit larger, but also something I can live with since I'm really just using WASD whenever I'm playing video games. As far as typing on it, when I'm normally doing like blog posts and working on emails and such like that, it's pretty decent to handle. It has very good flex to the keyboard. It doesn't feel cheap at all, and it's very rounded. So it's altogether a pretty decent keyboard. The trackpad is a little bit different than what you'll find on the market nowadays. It has a separate click button for your right and left click, as opposed to the normal ones that you'll find on the market, which only have one fluid trackpad altogether. So I actually had a lot of fun playing video games on this guy. I found that it was really easy. It was very simple. I had great FPS rates as far as playing some of the games that were in my Steam library. It downloaded them really quick, especially off Ethernet. And overall, I really enjoyed the processing speeds of video gaming. So let's get into my pros and cons. So first off, my pros. Gaming processing was superior as far as laptops go. Of course, nothing is ever going to replace the PC that I built at home for around the same price, but as far as a laptop goes, it's pretty darn good. Also, the trackpad was a pretty nice pro. With a separate click button, it was actually pretty useful if I didn't want to pull out a mouse to play my video games. And last but not least, on the pro side, it is definitely portable. I could fit this really easily into my normal computer bag, and it wasn't so heavy that I was lugged down to the side. So I could definitely see myself taking this to LAN parties if I still went to those. Bring soap, guys. Really important. And last off, the cons. There is no touchscreen. That's a really big bummer for me, especially when I'm starting to get used to Windows 8 these days. Also, the fan is somewhat noisy on this, especially when you're running really, really high graphics, and it does have a subpar LCD screen. I'm really not happy that the viewing angles on this are not as good as they should be. Also, it's not as bright as I would be happy with. So, all in all, my verdict, is this a buy, try, or a don't buy? I have to give it a try. It's definitely a really nice laptop, especially if you want to take it to LAN parties and go gaming with your friends. Now, as far as a day-to-day computer, yes, it is a little bit pricey, but it is still within a pretty decent range when you include all those excellent qualities and specs on the inside. So that was my review of the MSI GE40. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thank you, Shannon Moore. Shannon produces the show, puts it all together. Couldn't do it without her, and I thank you so much for your review of the MSI GE40. Thank you for being here and watching the show. You know, we take each review we do and we chop it up and we put the, well, we don't chop the review up. We chop the show up. We put the full-length review up on the YouTube site, which is youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. So you can share it. You know, if somebody's looking for a gaming laptop, you can say, here, watch this review from Before You Buy. And that way it's easier to share. We also, of course, put the show on our website, twit.tv/BYB. I hope you'll watch. Better yet, subscribe. You can get it each and every week. We do it Tuesday afternoons about 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Tune in live, too. It's always fun to watch as we screw it up, and then we fix it later. Really a gas. actually, the fun part was watching me and Brian rehearse the show open about 23 times. Go left. No, go right. Go left. No, go right. If you would like to email us, we'd love to hear from you. BYB@twit.tv. That's the email address. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for watching. And remember, you got to watch before you buy. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Here, do it like this. Coming up, the newest GoPro, a tablet from Sony.
What are we doing?
Where's the shot?
It's right in front of me.
Okay, I'm just going to do it like this. Okay, I need to get the, do we have the Xperia here? Holy camoly! So, you're going to hold that up, and you're going to hold this up. So, and I'm going to hide behind you. It's okay. Going to be like, coming up, the newest GoPro, a tablet from Sony, a gaming laptop, and a wild speaker system. It's time to watch before you buy.
Okay.
All right, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
Looks cool.
Well, you'll know that you got a speaker and a tablet. Right hand tablet, left hand speaker. So it's time to watch before you buy. Okay, but not now.
All right.
Right.
I'm almost awesome.
Yeah, sit up.
Sit up.
And then that way I can do this and this, and you're good, and you're this, that, and that. Yeah, good. And then it's time to watch before you buy. Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
I'm exhausted. Since John gets out of the way. Coming up, a GoPro camera, a tablet from Sony, a waterproof camera, and a gaming laptop. It's time to watch. You got to go left. Before you buy. It's okay.
And when you say and, I'll go left.
Oh, and move the...
No, no, just when it's time to watch. It's time to watch as your signal go left. Because you go, it's time to watch, and then I go right. So go ahead, let's try it. It's time to watch. So that means you go left when I say. It's ready? In 3, 2, 1. It's time to watch before you buy. See, it's time to watch before you buy. It's time to watch before you buy. Good. Yeah.